Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Y'all are funny out here talking about wearing a Baker Mayfield jersey to Jesse's wedding today. I don't think that would be approved. I don't even own a Baker Mayfield jersey. But I am excited for this game. Casey's out of here for those who are just tapping in. Kyle Madsen, kind enough to hang out and have a long day and talk on the radio with me.
I've been trying to not. Let me get that's gonna. No, there we go. Okay, I'm gonna try to not. I've been trying to not give Jesse advice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been married for 3 years now, mm-hmm. 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't feel like I have a lot, like, yeah, it's just live your life. Like, there's nothing different. Like, you don't have to do something. The person loves you for who you are. You don't have to do something different because you're married now.
We tried to give him advice on the wedding.
Yeah.
Stuff is going to happen. Don't worry about any of it. Just focus on you and Crystal and let all that other stuff happen.
Leave the vibes up.
Yep.
Anything bad that happens becomes a funny story.
Everyone's there for you, and that should 1,000% be all that matters.
Yeah. 1,000%. The one piece of like real advice I did give was to not invite you to his wedding.
What?
Because having somebody pull up to the wedding who's better dressed than you on your wedding day is tough. No, it's a tough beat. You know, I'm sitting there. I thought I looked great in my light blue suit
and
like
terrific.
A rose colored vest and tie, and then there's you in your well tailored pinstripe suit and waistcoat with your what were they, Louis Nike shoes?
No.
What were they?
This is the only pair of shoes that I'll say I'm legitimately scared to wear. I've worn them once since your wedding. It's the Dior's.
The Dior's, that's right, yeah. Dior's. I knew it was. Yeah, yeah, so, and in that, like, come on, man.
That's one of my favorite like, hookup stories,
you
by the
just,
way.
You could have just worn a t-shirt and jeans. That would have been nice.
For your wedding?
Yeah.
Bro, I was the officiant.
Yeah, I know, and you looked better than me, and that bothers me. That bothers me to this day.
Stop.
But he invited you anyway against my advice, so now you're going to step in there. Everyone's going to be like, wow,
what I believe is one of the hardest pictures ever taken.
Facts.
Is me,
yep.
You,
yep.
And Heather,
yep.
On your wedding day,
yep.
In I think the one posed for the photographer picture that we took,
mm-hmm.
It's still at the house. It is ice cold.
It's fire. It's fire.
Don't
invite Damien to your weddings.
See, I called the person who I call for stuff like that. I was like, hey, it's my man's. Like wedding, like mm-hmm. I need something, and she said, "Okay, well, I know you know you didn't really want. I can get you the Jordan Dior's," and she told me the price, and I was like, "I was like,
that's nothing.
That's not what I said." I was like, "All right." She goes, "I was like, you know, it was a decent price for what they were, especially at that time." She was like, but they're the lows, they're not the highs. I was like, that's great. I look way better in lows. And those arrived, and then I started to plan the suit, and I'm very proud of that outfit.
It was a great outfit. I jokingly and lovingly say not to invite you to the people's weddings. I have just Googled this shoe.
No, 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 no. You're looking at aftermarket, one. Two, I would never in a million years buy anything with a designer brand on it that wasn't through someone who could help me acquire it. Ever.
Uh-huh.
Nope. Nope, not even close. I don't even know what you're looking at,
that's
but it's
a down
not even
payment
close.
On a nice ass car. What it is?
I don't know. I don't know what that says, but it's not even close. I'm certain.
Mm-hmm.
What's it say?
Let's see. I've got. I'm assuming these are all fake. I've got the low price I can find here is $7,800.
Nah. See, that's like on Sneakers App or something.
That's on
like that.
GOAT.
Same thing.
What does StockX do for you?
Same thing. It's a GOAT.
Because that's $10,000. You can get them on eBay.
Are they lows or highs?
Lows.
Oh.
You can get them on eBay.
I did not pay anything remotely close to something like that. That's insane.
You can get them on eBay for $8,500.
Nope. Not even close. Not even close. Let's talk about the 49ers and the Bucks, please.
Sure, man.
Let's talk about anything but this. I am excited to celebrate our brother Jesse today, though, for
absolutely.
Sure. And Jesse will be off doing honeymoon things next week. I think they're going to Disneyland. It's a big Disneyland cluster here at Odyssey.
Nah, keep going. Sorry.
You keep workshopping.
Yeah,
workshopping.
I will.
There's a lot of like A1 Disney people here.
Facts.
Like Jesse, and they absolutely loves it. I think Dallas is a big Disney guy.
Dallas Disney guy for sure.
Yeah, and then of course
the entirety of the Wake Up Call.
Yeah, all three of them.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's a good Disney group for sure.
I don't know that Complex is a Disney guy. I just think he goes to Disneyland a lot.
Complex a Disney guy for sure. Low key, but Complex a Disney guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Complex probably has like a Disney hookup too. Like, yeah. Complex was like mixing.
Complex
his
knows
Mouse
Walt
one, probably. It's probably. He stays in his apartment with the light on.
Facts.
Yeah, he stays up there.
Michael said Disney World greater than Disneyland. If you actually had firm backing for that take, you would know that Disney and World are two separate words. Please get out of the chat.
Oh, that's tough.
I'm just joking. You know, that's tough. I didn't mean that.
I only did Disney World once, but I didn't really get to do Disney World. It's when I did that Goofy challenge where I was running. And
Goofy is in...
Yes.
Okay, got it.
How did that sound again? Yes, as in that.
Got
where
it.
You run a half marathon on one day and a full marathon the other day, and you get like a special Goofy medal if you complete both.
Where's this Goofy medal?
I gave it away. I gave it to Tamika Catchings. Tamika's a big Disney fan. And one day we were all out at dinner, and she was like, because I had just run the New York marathon, and she was like, at Disney, like if you run, like they have this Goofy challenge where if you run a half and a full, you get like this real cool Goofy medal. And I was like, oh, I'll do it. She's like, what? I was like, I'll do it. So we looked it up, and I registered to do it, and I one was a Mickey medal. I think the half is a Donald medal, the full is a Mickey medal, and they gave me the Goofy medal, and I gave it to her.
I thought you were going to say I gave it to my neighbor. I gave it to some kid at the end who didn't.
No, I gave it to
Tamika Catchings.
I gave it to a Naismith Basketball Hall of Famer. That's who I gave it to.
So excited for 49ers Bucks.
I'm just excited. Complex says he loves taking his goddaughter to Disneyland. That's the type of guy he is.
Yeah, but that still counts. Like, that makes you
a Disney
guy.
It definitely counts. Yeah, it definitely.
If you enjoy Disney through their eyes, you're in.
We haven't done Disney with the kids yet. I'm anxious to do that and see how different the experience is.
It's so fire. It's so fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they
went with a 5-year-old
in
his first ever trip, and it was just.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. They've been more times than me.
They talk amongst themselves. They're like, wow, we can't wait to go with Damien and see it through his eyes.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, that's pretty much it. We're going to be walking around. They're going to be like, oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
He doesn't know what Walt is pointing at.
Yeah.
And the, oh.
It's his brother Roy.
Yeah.
It's mentioned 50 times during our walk around. And the one thing I wanted when we were at Disneyland, this is a true story, and God bless this woman for not letting me do it. There was a bucket of cookies right near the exit over to the hotel that I wanted to buy so bad. It was a giant bucket just filled with chocolate chip cookies. And
why
every
is
day,
she hating?
Because it's a giant bucket of chocolate chip cookies, and I'm 45 years old, and I have no self-control, and I would literally eat them until I got ill.
Yeah.
She was like, no, you're not. You don't need to do that. Don't do that. Why don't you buy one? Or why don't we go buy a couple of chocolate chip cookies?
That's hate.
I was like, no, I don't want a couple of chocolate chip cookies. I want a bucket of chocolate chip cookies.
Totally.
And then finally, on the last day, she goes, okay, do you want the bucket? And I was like, well, no.
Not anymore.
Not now. I wanted it the day we got here. Like, I don't want it now. That'd be gross. We've got to fly in 2 hours. What am I going to do with this bucket?
Are you going to check a bag? Nah, I got this.
Nah, I got
it's just me and my bucket of cookies against the world.
Yeah.
Sir, can I get you a snack? No, I'm good.
No, I'm good, man. I'm good.
Me and my bucket.
Do you have, you got any almond milk? Cash. Do you have any non-dairy milk that I could? No, sir. This is an airplane. Okay. We're going to try this.
We're back.
For the fourth. No, we're not. We're leaving.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, we're going.
We're leaving. We're gonna get the clocks right, and we're going to come back. And we're going to talk 49ers football, and then we're going to talk to Eddie Gonzalez. That's all coming up here. We got to work some Kings basketball in here, too. James Hamm is coming back at 2:45. There's so much more ahead. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Sky River Casino is the place to play with 2,100 of the newest slot machines and over 80 table games. Sky is the limit at Sky River Casino. Speaking of, our next watch party has been scheduled. It is another Monday night football game involving the Las Vegas Raiders and the Dallas Cowboys. Coming up on November 17th, we'll be watching that game at 32 Brew Street. We encourage you to come hang out with us. We had a great time last time when the Raiders and Chargers played. Well, most definitely, and man, that place is going to be flooded. Hey, Drew, get that Tony Romo jersey and them cowboy boots ready, man. Your people going to be out there. We're going to see if we can get Stanley back out there with us to watch the Raiders and the Cowboys. Let's hit up this Elk Grove Kia talk line here, 916-909-1320. Phil, what's happening, baby?
What's up, man? How y'all doing?
We good, baby. We good. What's going on?
Doing all right. I think everybody needs to chill on Mac Jones. I'm going to make a comparison, all right? Kyle Shanahan is like Dr. Dre. Mac Jones is like the game. We already seen what Mac Jones was without Kyle Shanahan, which was the game without Dr. Dre, right?
I like that comp, yep.
Yeah, so that's all I got.
No, I like that. That's a good confield. But I will say this: the game with Dre was fire. They made magic together, and the point is, right now, they're together. And you know, we could argue what Mac Jones was with the New England Patriots, or who Mac Jones would be if he was on Chicago or Carolina or whoever. We don't have to do any of that. Like, Kyle Shanahan is a terrific coach. Now, when you talk about everybody needs to chill, do I believe like there is a quarterback controversy? Absolutely not. Like, Brock Purdy is the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. It's just he's not available to start at quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers right now. And Mac Jones is, and Mac Jones is showing that he's a pretty good quarterback. Now, what this means for the 49ers long term, I have no idea. Maybe it's a trade ship. Maybe it's I can't imagine that it's a long-term backup quarterback, especially if it continues to play this way. But it is set him up to look really, really good this offseason. It has set him up to be in a prime spot should a team start calling the 49ers in an attempt to acquire him. But right now, Mac Jones is the game with Dr. Dre. He's left that post up side, all that stuff the game's been doing since. Not that the game has put out a bunch of trash, but he's definitely different without Dr. Dre. Yeah, I like this, man. There is something, like Kyle Shanahan's a really special coach, and it took me a long time to come around on him. And it was the year we got to Brock, because it went from Trey to Jimmy to Brock. And the way he navigated that, I just thought was masterful. It's kind of similar to me, at least. It's kind of similar to what he's doing right now. And it's not just it's not even Brock to Mac. It's kind of been Brock to Mac, back to Brock, back to Mac, and I imagine at some point relatively soon, I feel like next week, it's going to go back to Brock Purdy. And that's without factoring in the loss of Nick Bosa, the loss of George Kittle half a game into the season, Brandon Ayuk not stepped on the field yet, Juwan Jennings essentially being hurt from the second everybody reported, and Ricky Pearsall, who had been your number one wide receiver today, in and out of the lineup. He is navigating all of this in a masterful way. And in going back to that Trey, Jimmy, Brock here, that's when I started to come around on him. Like, all right, it's not his offensive mind isn't overhyped. Like, he is navigating constant personnel changes. And I think one thing Kenny always says about Kyle Shanahan is 100% accurate. If someone got hurt today and Kyle had 48 hours or whatever to make an adjustment, he would be able to do it in a masterful way. If, you know, wide receiver number one, quarterback number one got hurt during the game, I think it's harder for him to adjust in the moment. I think he can game plan better than anyone in the entire league, better than any head coach, any offensive coordinator in the entire league, and that includes Andy Reid, Sean McVay, Matt LaFleur, the creme de la creme. Like, I don't think there is anybody better at game planning than him. But in-game adjustments, I think, are a little bit different. In-game adjustments with the loss of personnel, I think, are a little bit different. And Casey was the first one to point that out. And it's like, once you see it, you can't unsee it. It's like one of those pictures that's nothing but a bunch of dots. And they'd be like, no, it's an old man with a cane. Look. And you're like, oh, yeah, it is an old man with a cane. Now that's all you see is the old man with the cane. Now that's all I see with Kyle Shanahan. Is, oh, he lost his quarterback. Oh, man. Okay, the adjustment here is a little bit tough. But when Kyle can game plan, there's – I really do not believe that there is anyone better than him. He's spectacular. And, man, do they have do they have a test coming up for them? The 49ers have struggled running the ball, as Kyle and KC pointed out earlier when they were talking about prize picks, and you're looking at those more or lesses for Christian McCaffrey. The running game has not been strong for the San Francisco 49ers, and I used Ashton Jeanty as an example last week, thinking like, hey, Ashton Jeanty had that breakout game. You know, we were talking about the 49ers game. We talked about Ashton Jeanty the week before when he had that breakout game. It's like the Raiders had not been running the ball well. And then they had that game where Ashton Jeanty got going. The Raiders as a whole, I think, rushed for 200-something yards. And it's like, okay, they hadn't been running the ball well, but they finally got something going. The 49ers are capable of doing that, but I don't think the 49ers are capable of doing that this week. This defensive line that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have is vicious. Todd Boyles, the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, with a defensive mentality, has got these boys playing nasty football. And there are so many, you know, different elements to this matchup that, as a 49er fan, at least when it comes to that particular aspect of the game, yeah, I'd be a little concerned about. I'd absolutely be a little concerned about. And they have their best bet to me for run yardage is similar to what it was last week. Get the ball to Christian McCaffrey out of the backfield. It gives you a few extra seconds. As frustrating as the 49ers offensive line may be, as big of a challenge as this defensive line of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers may provide for the 49ers this week, those extra couple seconds of trying to get a play to develop. Again, you're talking about Christian McCaffrey 2, 3, 4, 5 yards down the field. You're not talking about him 15, 20 yards down the field. You're trying to get him the ball in a position where he can create. And Christian McCaffrey, despite the run yards not necessarily being there the way everybody would hope this season, the 49ers run game as a whole not necessarily being there the way that they want to this season, Christian McCaffrey's still making plays. And if you can get the ball to Christian McCaffrey, good things can happen. And this is an error by me, as we were having fun, you know, throughout the first couple of hours of this show. But again, you know, I don't think there's anybody better covering the San Francisco 49ers than the two people who were in this room earlier. Obviously, Kyle Madsen and Kenny Caraway, because KC has been screaming on the radio. He has been screaming on CBS 13 on Sunday nights that the San Francisco 49ers have one of the best secondaries in the league, and D'Amador Lenore is a lockdown defender. And he's going to get an opportunity to prove that this week, because he's going against one of the baddest young wide receivers in the game in Egbuka. And that combo of Baker Mayfield and Egbuka has been special all season long. Like, we're having discussions about offensive rookie of the year. Like, this young man can go. And if everything Kenny has been saying about D'Amador Lenore in the secondary throughout the better part of this season is accurate, they're going to have an opportunity to prove it this Sunday. They're going to have an opportunity to prove it in this matchup of 2-4-1 teams. And I love, like, my feelings about the San Francisco 49ers really did get heightened last Thursday. I thought that was such a spectacular win on their part. I thought it was so gutsy. I really thought it was it's so early in the season that it's a bit silly to call it like a season defining win. Like, you can't make that proclamation until you're in week 17. Until you're week 17 and you're going into the playoffs, and you could talk about, you know, the regular season. You can't define their whole season, because once you get to the playoffs, it just comes down, especially if you're the San Francisco 49ers, it comes down to whether you win the Super Bowl or not. there's a handful of teams, the Indianapolis Colts being one, you know, maybe even the Green Bay Packers being one. There are teams that, like, oh, you know, you get to the NFC Championship, you lose, it was a successful season. The Colts get, they get to the divisional round, they get to the AFC, hell, for the Colts, you might even get to the wild card and you consider it a successful season. For the 49ers, though, there's only one outcome to this season, only one, that could be considered successful. And it's not going to the Super Bowl, it's winning the Super Bowl. Most other teams have a successful season if you go to the Super Bowl. Now, they're not parading around about it. They're not celebrating it. They're not popping champagne. But in those moments of hindsight, like, yeah, we did some really special things. Maybe we left something out there. That doesn't exist for San Francisco. You have to win the Super Bowl. But if you can get to the end of the regular season and the 49ers are, you know, a one or two seed, and again, look at that schedule again, and it may have not been exactly what we thought, given the fact that Indianapolis is playing well. I think New York is a little bit better than their 2-4 record shows. But I think at the end of week 17, if things shape out that way, you can go back to that Thursday night game and go, that was a season-defining win right there. On the road, short week. No Brock, no, you take names out of it. No starting quarterback, no number one wide receiver, no
number two wide receiver.
Number two wide receiver, no Nick Bosa, number one defender, none of that. All of that's gone. And you go out there on a short week and you win on the defensive, two incredible defensive stops to get you to 4-1. Again, it's way, 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 way too early to have that conversation. But depending on how this regular season ends, like, I can't imagine something happening between now and then that will change my mind on that thought if the 49ers remain successful.
It kind of it feels a little bit like that win against the Rams also gives them the runway to lose on Sunday. Not that they're going to try to lose. Not that they're going to go out and they're going to try and win and all that. But if they lose that game Sunday, and now they're 3-2, and now you're going into this spot where I'm with you. I think they lose this week, and all of a sudden you're 3-3. Now you're a team that's reeling. Now you're a team that's 3-3, and it feels like, oh my God, Brock's got to get back, and there's all this pressure, and oh my God, you're losing ground in the division and all that. But you, I think, established a culture and a belief of what this team is capable of, even if it's not. Even if I was talking about this on Candlestick Chronicles, like,
great podcast.
Even if they don't have an identity yet, because they haven't been healthy enough to establish one. We have no idea what the 49ers are.
Right, right.
But that they've been able to just stack wins, and they lose one to the Jags where they didn't play well, a game they probably feel like they should have won. But then you go and you steal one down at SoFi Stadium. That puts you in a spot where if you lose this week, it's still that. I think that Rams win was that big.
Okay.
Where if you lose this week, it's like, all right, whatever, 4-2, moving on. And if you lose that Rams game, lose this week, it's a little bit shaky.
Mm-hmm. I think everything you just said applies to both of these football teams.
Totally agree.
I think regardless of who wins and loses this football game, the team that loses has the ability to walk away going there, knowing they're still one of the top teams in the conference. I don't think the Eagles feel confident about themselves being a top team in the conference right now.
Agreed.
But whoever loses this Bucks 49ers game can know we're still in the conversation with the winner of this game, the Detroit Lions, whoever I might be leaving out at the top of the NFC. And then if you're San Francisco, you've got Atlanta coming up at home, and there's going to be, you know, you're going to, the George Kittle conversation is going to be there. There's going to start being a Brandon Ayuk conversation at some point really soon. Speaking of, I don't really understand how this works. Did his practice window open up?
No.
Is it supposed to?
No.
Oh, okay. Very good.
You can open it. You open the practice window whenever you want, and then you have 3 weeks to activate the player or they're done.
So going back, week six was just something Kyle Shanahan said.
Yeah, and if you go back he didn't say, okay, Brandon Ayuk, we're expecting him back week six.
Right.
He said all the ACL guys like week six, but it could be earlier, it could be later, like week 10, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Like he included, and Malik Mustafa, one of the ACL guys, is back in week six.
Yeah, yeah. He's and his practice window was open.
Correct.
Read that on NinersWire.com.
Out of bait.
They've got Atlanta coming up, Houston. They got, you know, and I don't know what Houston's going to look like in a couple of weeks. Like, I wonder if they're going to get things together after beating the holy hell out of Baltimore, who just ruled out Lamar Jackson. Oof. By the way, what did Lamar Jackson ever do to Adam Schefter? I have never seen Schefter so gleeful when...
According to sources.
Yeah, when tweeting about a player's injury than he is Lamar Jackson.
And Lamar Jackson out, LMAO.
Yeah, it's like jazz hands, just like like settle down, Schefter. But they got the Falcons, the Texans.
Hey, I know what it is. I genuinely don't want to derail your whole point. No. It's because Lamar Jackson doesn't have an agent to feed Adam Schefter.
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
so that's 100% what it is.
It dates back, and that's where Schefter's disdain for Lamar really became apparent. Was during the contract negotiation thing when the Ravens granted Lamar permission to seek a trade. And, I mean, he just, oh, another team not interested in Lamar Jackson. Oh, Atlanta sticking with, I can't even remember what god-awful quarterback they had at the time.
Who was it?
It was
Desmond Ritter?
Desmond Ritter is exact. Was it Desmond Ritter?
Marcus Mariota?
No, it was Desmond Ritter. Okay. It was someone awful. Like, yeah, all right, cool. But yeah, that's where the birth of Schefter's hate for Lamar really became apparent.
Chatty House confirming Desmond Ritter.
Great.
Anyways, 49ers schedule.
Atlanta, Houston, New York, and then you've got that rematch against the Rams, who I'm confident are going to feel a certain way. God knows what the Cardinals are going to look like in week 10. Then you got the Panthers and the Browns. Like, you've still got the Titans on your schedule. Like, this... Mm-hmm. It's a very late in the year bye, so you got to get through week 13. But win or lose, and I don't have any sort of proclamation as to who's going to win this game on Sunday, the 49ers schedule sets up favorably for them. And it is worth pointing out, I guess, as an attempt to counter my own point, there are plenty of things that, I mean, the Eagles lost to the Giants yesterday. Mm-hmm. When you looked at the schedule, you didn't predict that.
Right.
Right. There are games each week where you go through it and go, yeah, I didn't really see that one coming.
Yeah, you're gonna lose games that you don't expect to lose, right? Like the Chargers did not expect to lose to the Giants a couple weeks ago. But by beating the Rams last Thursday, or by sneaking out that game against the Cardinals, or coming back to beat Seattle, you give yourself some leeway where that loss... Because odds are, circle all the easy games on the 49ers schedule that are left, and what is it, half dozen?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Cleveland, Tennessee.
Carolina.
Three
right out the gate. I have no idea what Chicago will be in week 17.
But let's say it's half a dozen. Mm-hmm. Odds are they lose one, maybe two, because it's the NFL and that's how it goes. If that loss puts you at it's week 13, and you lose to whoever that is, and it's your fourth loss of the year, that's a lot easier to withstand than if that's loss number six.
Sure.
And now you have to be perfect on the stretch.
Well, you mentioned these winnable half dozen games or so. Like, most people would probably put New York in that conversation, but I wouldn't put the Giants. I wouldn't put the Giants in the same category as the Panthers, Browns, and Titans. That is a different category to me. Now, that might be a team who come week 9 has a losing record, but I wouldn't look at that as like that's a losing football team right there. That's a team that you have to deal with. That is a team that's doing things right. That is a team that at least through 5 weeks of the season is playing extremely hard every week.
That's a tier 4 team.
Like it.
That's the.
Got it.
That's
how many tiers are there?
5.
Yeah, I agree.
That is the probably below 500, but man, they're a pain in the ass.
Yeah, but you better play them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that goes back to when we did the 4-in, 4-out thing before the season started. The reason I used the Giants in that conversation is because I kept watching them like, man, I think they really like each other. And I think there's something to be said for that. Mm-hmm. Like, they were having fun. They were really into these preseason games. And it was like there's something to be said that when your team likes each other and you're all in on playing the game,
mm-hmm.
yeah, maybe you're not winning the Super Bowl because you're not the most talented team out there, but you're going to go out there and you're going to have big Thursday night wins against a division rival.
Yep.
You're going to go out there and you're going to play a really good football team and you're going to win. They beat the Chargers a couple of people. Was it the Chargers or Broncos?
Yeah. Chargers. Yeah.
They beat the Chargers a couple of weeks mm-hmm. ago. It's like, yeah, that's it. That's it. When you look at schedules, that's not a game you would have penciled in that way,
mm-hmm.
but it's what happened.
Yeah.
And that's who the Giants are, and I think that's going to only get stronger by the time San Francisco has to go visit them at MetLife.
That's why I hate all the preseason prognostication about this team's schedule is easy.
Yeah.
It looks easy on paper for sure, but the Colts were a team, you said this the other day, were supposed to be in the number one pick sweepstakes.
Yep.
Now they look like they're going to run away with the AFC South.
Yeah.
Or the Jags.
They're going to battle Jacksonville.
The Jags look like, that's a layup week four game. Like, mm-hmm. Jacksonville's pretty good.
Jacksonville's a really good
Giants look pretty
team.
Good.
Yeah.
So I think I'm with you, though, overall, this week for the 49ers. It's going to be really tough to take away anything for either team just in terms of where they project long term. I think the importance of this week is more, do you get additional breathing room by moving to 5-1? Or is it, all right, you dropped to 4-2, but again, both sides dealing with the Chris Godwin's out, Mike Evans out, Bucky Irving's out.
Yeah.
They got another
Mike
out.
Evans is already out. I don't know if you said that already. But
Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, yeah. Bucky Irving, and then I think one other player. Like, they have a ton of guys out too. So I'm not, this is a marquee matchup of teams, but I'm not going to learn anything about either team, it feels like.
One thing that I'm very confident in is this is going to be a one-score game that's going to come down to the final.
Do you know what
final minutes?
San Francisco's 4-1. Do you know what their point differential is?
I do not.
+8. They're 4-1 with a +8 point differential. Do you know what the 4-1 Buccaneers point differential is?
I do not.
+3.
So here's the stat I have on Tampa Bay: 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
Baker, this can't be right. Baker Mayfield has 4 game-winning drives?
Yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So all 4 wins have been because of a game-winning drive.
Yeah, Jets, Texans, Seahawks, and I forget the other one. Oh, Saints.
The Saints, that's right.
Saints week 1, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the thing is that's what's weird. The Niners have had some weird-ass wins. And the Bucs, same deal. The Jets blocked the field goal and returned it for a touchdown. And then Seattle was up late, and the Bucs scored, and then Sam Darnold threw that horrendous interception to basically put him in field goal range. So Baker gets credit for the game-winning drive there, but like, then you go to the Houston game, like that was legit.
Well, part of the reason Baker gets credit is the 10-1.
Mm.
That I've absolutely been fixated on that number since we looked it up.
What's that?
10 touchdowns, one interception.
Oh, yeah. After leading the league in picks last year.
Well, see, and that's the thing. And if it was last year or the year before, he throws his interceptions in bunches.
Mm-hmm.
Where he'll have, like, he's entering, hypothetically, he's entering Sunday's game with one.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 4 weeks, he has nine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what he did. It was either last year or the year before where he just threw this cluster of interceptions in this short period of time. And it's no shocker to anyone. They wind up losing those games.
Mm-hmm.
And there is such a, it's such a cliche line, man. But when Baker Mayfield doesn't turn the ball over, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to win that football game.
Yeah.
I mean, 10-1 is just a terrific number. We looked up, like, you know, we were, you know, Joe Burrow out of the conversation for MVP. Patrick Mahomes, you know, probably not in it right now. But, you know, Lamar Jackson obviously not going to be a part of this conversation. But when you look at guys like Jared Goff, you look at guys like Baker Mayfield and what they've done so far this year, the thing they have most in common is neither one of those guys are turning the football over.
Yeah. It's just, I know it's, like you said, it's so cliche, but it's so, so vital.
Yeah.
The other thing, and I think part of the reason, and this is anecdotal, but I think part of the reason he's not throwing those picks is because he is more willing to rely on his legs.
Mm.
And so on those game-winning drives, instead of going, all right, it's third and long, I need to force a throw in, he's stepping up through the pocket and going, no, I can run for this,
mm-hmm.
and give my team a fresh set of downs. So he is he affects winning. Baker Mayfield impacts winning, for sure.
James Hamm will appreciate that. Baker Mayfield affects winning. we'll come back. We'll talk to our man, Eddie Gonzalez. We'll shift our attention back to the NBA. Also, Eddie Gonzalez, big Raider fan. I think I just read Brock Bowers is out. Yep, I sure did. Brock Bowers will be out Sunday's game. That's against the Titans. And I hate to do this, but if the Raiders lose that game,
we got a must-win game.
It's not a must-win game. It's a bro, don't lose this game or else.
A B-D-L.
That
G O E.
All right. Great. Also, Brock Purdy and Ricky Pearsall both officially ruled out for Sunday's game at Tampa.
I got work to go do.
Kyle's going
to
go write about that at NinersWire.com. And we'll come back with Eddie Gonzalez here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.